Good afternoon, friends. Good to have you with us. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. And if you were with us the other day, we've been looking at some classic cars. And a little bit about the car, not that I know a lot about classic cars. I am interested in them, I have to say. I like looking at them. And there's something interesting about cars from the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s. And we've been thinking about some Bible lessons from the colours of these particular cars. If you saw the badge in the front of this one, you'll notice BMW. This is a 1976 1502, and certainly it's a classic, classic car. Absolutely beautiful, beautiful line to it, lovely sound off it, beautiful interior, lovely wee set of Alpina alloy, 1600 engine. And this was the last of a series of classic cars. You had the 2002, the 1602, and then the last of the line, the 1502, still had a 1600 engine. And then the 3 Series, the 316 and so on, started coming in just as this car was coming to the end of the line. It's absolutely beautiful little car. Lots of glass, nice clear interior, and the lovely sound of the engine as well. And you can't help but notice the bright colour, the colour red. And the Bible has a lot to say, of course, about colour. And the colour red in Scripture is deeply significant, because red, of course, reminds us of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The doctrine of blood atonement runs throughout Scripture from Genesis to Revelation like a scarlet thread, like the thread that Rahab hung from her window. It was a marker to remind people of the blood atonement. So it was in the tabernacle, the coverings for the tabernacle, the high priest's garment. Through it all, there ran a scarlet or a crimson thread that spoke to people again about the blood. And all throughout Scripture, God is just, He's holy, He's righteous. He doesn't sweep our sins under the carpet. He doesn't turn the blind eye to them, because God is just. And God demands payment for your sin or for mine. Our sin can be paid for in one of two places: Calvary's cross, where Jesus Christ suffered and bled and died, or if we don't get to the cross and we don't receive Christ by faith and put our trust in Him, we pay for our own sins for eternity in the place the Bible calls hell. But in Genesis chapter 3, God took coats of skins and clothed Adam and Eve from their shame and their nakedness, and that involved the shedding of blood. Genesis 22, Abraham offered up a ram instead of his son Isaac as a burnt sacrifice. It involved the shedding of blood. Exodus chapter 12, the Passover lamb was slain, its blood was shed and sprinkled upon the doorposts and lintels of the homes of the Hebrew children in Egypt, shedding of blood. And right throughout the Old Testament economy, the shedding of blood again and again and again. And it all pointed to the Savior, the Son of God, who would come into this world and be like you and be like me and yet live without sin. He would undergo all of the miseries and trials and temptations of life and triumph over them all, in that He was God manifest in the flesh, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. And then He went to the cross. And on the cross, He offered up His sinless life as an atoning sacrifice to God for our sins. The Bible says He bore our sins upon His own body upon the tree, and He shed His precious blood. And that's so important, because the Scripture says that the Savior has entered into heaven itself. He appears in the presence of God for us, and His blood is able to cleanse us from all sin. There's nothing that can wash away our sin outside of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I ask you today, have you been washed in the blood? Has your sin been forgiven? Whenever God looks at you, does He say concerning you, as He said the Hebrew children, when I see the blood, that red, crimson, ruby blood of the Lord Jesus Christ shed on your behalf, has it been applied to your heart and life by faith? Are you cleansed? Are you forgiven? Are you washed? Maybe you're listening today and you think, well, there's things that I've done in my life that I'm so ashamed of, maybe many, many years ago, things that are there in the background of your memory and in your conscience, and you feel tormented about it. Maybe even recently you have fallen into some type of lifestyle or habit or sin, and you feel plagued and guilty about that. The Bible says that not only is the blood of Jesus Christ able to cleanse us legally before God, but it's able to purge as well our conscience. And there's something about being washed in the blood and knowing our sins forgiven that brings a wonderful peace to the human heart and life. Thank you for listening. Put your trust in Christ today, and we'll see you tomorrow as we look at another classic car.